106.9 The Eagle, the only classic rock station. Ricky, I'm with you, and this is Vinyl Selection, covering the entire Escape album from 1981 by Journey. It was actually Journey's first number one album, and it came at a very confusing time for the band. But when you have a song like that, Don't Stop Believin', which was one of the four top 20 hits on the album, it kind of paved the way for success pretty easily. But like I said, 81 was a time of disarray, if you will, for Journey. What with Greg Rolie, co-founder, having left the band shortly prior to that, they had to find a replacement, and they did with Jonathan Cain. We'll talk more about the process behind the Escape album coming up, but first, it's Stone and Love. Those crazy nights. Well, 106.9 The Eagle, the only classic rock station covering the entire Escape album from Journey. Now, their first three studio albums with Steve Perry found success, sold millions. They had a multi-platinum live album captured. It was what was to come after that that really cemented their legacy. Neil Sean actually said in an interview in 2013 that the band had already exploded on tour. The captured record was exploding. The energy on that record was something that you couldn't deny. And so I felt that at any point that whatever we came up with, as long as there were good songs, it was going to be big. I think big was an understatement, though, when you look at what the Escape album actually was. Keeping it going with the title track, Escape. Well, 106.9 The Eagle, covering the entire 1981 Escape album from Journey. I mentioned it was an interesting time. What with the co-founder Greg Rolie having left the band? I mean, he wanted out. He founded the band with Neil Sean after they both left Santana. So they had to find his replacement, and they did with Jonathan Cain. Ultimately, it was an incredible choice because look at the singles that this album spawned between Don't Stop Believin', Who's Crying Now, Open Arms, Still They Ride, not to mention Stone in Love was a massive success on radio. Steve Perry actually told in an interview in 2012 that I have to attribute a lot of that success to Jonathan coming in and joining the writing team. He said he had so many creative ideas, and he and I did a lot of the lyrics back then, too. It just turned another corner when he joined. Keeping it going here, it's Lay It Down. That was Dead or Alive from the 1981 Escape album from Journey. We're covering it in its entirety right now for Vinyl Selection. It's interesting when you look at that song, which actually Neil Sean said in an interview with Goldmine about why this album was so interesting. He said, it's a great record, but it's really all over the map if you think about it. You have a song like Dead or Alive that's really musically punk. It had tight time changes. It had drum lines that Steve Smith had to sort out. And then you have a song like Open Arms on the other side of the spectrum. And so it was like everything between A and Z and everything in the middle. Keeping that going right now with Mother, Father. She sits in the night. On 106.9 The Eagle, the only classic rock station. Ricky Aaron with you and wrapping up the entire 1981 Escape album from Journey with it was considered the album's standout single, even though probably most people would assume that's Don't Stop Believin', which opened to the track, ironically. But no, it was Open Arms, which would really kind of be the standard of 80s power ballads. Topped out at number 2 out of all the top singles that this album produced, this was the most successful commercially and really critically. And it remained at that number 2 spot for 6 weeks in 1982. And with this album, it was quite obvious that they had this magical formula between Jonathan Cain, Steve Perry, and Neil Sean. It was just, it clicked. The entire album was made pretty easily. I mean, there wasn't many problems with the production of this record. It only cost $80,000 in total. Steve Perry really didn't have to do many takes on the songs. And man, it didn't stay on shelves very long. Appreciate you hanging out, making us a part of your Saturday evening. Hope you've enjoyed Vinyl Selection and covering the entire Escape album from Journey. Gonna wrap it up here with the closing track that I just mentioned. It's Open Arms. Lying beside